Mark chapter 13. I hope that you've managed to look at it before you came, because it's not an easy chapter, and many people, when they celebrate Easter, forget all about this chapter, but it's a vital part of the story. And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign when these things are all to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "Take heed that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the sufferings. But take heed to yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear testimony before them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you up, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say. But say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and the children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be," let the reader understand, "then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down, nor enter his house to take anything away. And let him who is in the field not turn back to take his mantle. And alas for those who are with child and for those who give suck in those days. Pray that it may not happen in the winter. For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation, which God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not shortened the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. False Christs and false prophets will arise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But take heed, I have told you all things beforehand. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away before all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Mark 13 has been described as the most difficult chapter in the whole New Testament to understand. I think that's an exaggeration. It's certainly not easy, but if you're prepared to study it hard, you do find a lot in it that you can understand. Some people say it's a jumble, and that Mark seems to have collected a whole lot of things that Jesus said at different times and put them together. I don't believe that, because it all hangs together so wonderfully that I'm sure he said it at the one time to these four disciples. Now, it all happened so innocently, so spontaneously. They just made a remark about the temple building, and they got an answer as long as this chapter, and so deep and complicated. In fact, they didn't even ask a question. All they did was make an observation, and this is what they got. Now, that sometimes happens. It happens especially with preachers. You try it. Ask them a simple, short question, and you'll get a sermon back. But our Lord had so much to tell them, so much to teach them, that he took the opportunity to say all these things. Now, I don't know if you realize that the temple to which they were referring was the most wonderful building, I suppose, that's ever been put up. It was the most wonderful in those days. It was quite the large.